eavesdropping on rookie defensive tackle Sharif Floyd. Apparently played pretty well through the first two preseason games. Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. This is General Manager Rick Spielman. He's the one that constructed three first-round picks for the Vikings in the most recent draft, including Sharif Floyd. Sharif, out the rest of the preseason with a minor knee situation, right? Is there an update?
No, just we're going to hold him and just get him ready for the opening ball game, but there is no concern about Sharif being ready for that game in Detroit.
How has he played through the first two? He had a tackle for loss and a pass breakup in the first, and then, correct me if I'm wrong, in the Buffalo game, it looked like he was a major reason that led to the interception, the deflection to Jamarcus Hanford.
He's had a very good two preseason games, but he's shown that all the way through camp. So you see the quickness, you see the explosion. The one thing that I think is even getting more apparent as you watch the tape is his pass rush ability. He didn't have a lot of sack production when he was down at Florida, but working with Brendan Daly and some of the things they're doing, it's really starting to pay off, and expect big things from him as a potential pass rusher this year as well.
And what about fellow rookie Xavier Rhodes? He debuts at Buffalo, had that nice pass deflection that led to the Jamarcus Hanford interception.
Yeah, he's doing a great job, and we're very excited about his progress as well. There were a few things that came up in the game. The first time he's seen some things, they ran that spread out, no-huddle offense. So some of those guys did get a little winded, but they finally got a chance to see some game speed that they haven't yet seen in the through the practices during our training camp.
I want to put a wrap on the rookies with Cordarrelle Patterson momentarily, but just to dovetail off that interception, Xavier Rhodes deflects it. Jamarcus Hanford, formerly a seventh-round pick, he's the one that picked it off. He has three interceptions in his career off Kevin Cobb. Formerly a seventh-round pick with 28 starts through two seasons, Jamarcus had a fantastic career.
Yeah, started out as a guy that earned his spot on special teams and has really evolved as a defensive safety. And what you've seen all the last couple of years is he is a very good safety that's up close to the line of scrimmage. He can make a lot of plays and run support. But as he's evolved and gotten better in a passing game, when he is back deep in coverage, he actually has excellent range and doing a nice job in coverage.
Rookie receiver Cordarrelle Patterson started the preseason in the Texans game with that 50-yard kick return. It was dazzling, too. Had four receptions that game. We've seen flashes of his physical excellence to this point. Where is Cordarrelle two games into the preseason, and what does he need to improve on into tonight's game against the Niners?
I think it's just like most rookies, just keep giving him those reps and seeing that game-type speed. The one thing is just sit there and watch tape on him. You see the athletic skill set. Each week he seems to be getting better and better, getting into and out of his cuts when he's running routes. I give that a lot of credit to George Stewart and all the work that they put into it. So the one thing that I think is really evolving him is his maturity and wanting to be good and doing all the extras it does take to be a top-flight receiver in this league.
And your expectations for the offense this evening, even if Adrian does not get the ball, just having him in the game helps the play action. It helps a lot of things around him, doesn't it?
Well, our whole offense evolves around Adrian, and that's, I know teams have to account for where Adrian Peterson is, whether it's a play action fake or him coming out in the backfield or him running the ball, and a lot of our offense is set up about what 28 does.
I know you're not big on predictions like yards per game and touchdown to interception ratio and stuff like that, but for the starting quarterback, Christian Ponder, what do you as the general manager need to see from him this year? Not necessarily just tonight, but this year, for him to be a requisite quarterback of a division-winning team?
I think the biggest thing you're looking as you put the whole big picture together is the consistency. Are the ups and downs becoming smaller and smaller? And just being consistent week in and week out. He showed that towards the end of the season last year and the beginning of the season, but there was a pretty good slump in the middle. Now, if we can iron that out, and just understanding when he goes out there that he's pretty consistent on his performance each week.
Was it exciting for you in the second half of the game to see new linebacker Desmond Bishop make the plays that he made?
You know, he did a great job flashing at some plays, still learning the system a little bit, but you can tell the athleticism there. You can tell the type of splash plays that he can potentially bring to defense.
You have some wonderful battles all over the place, specifically with the second offensive line, the linebackers, the defensive backs. Big game at Buffalo for first full-year guy Bobby Felder. I know when he was on your practice squad all year last year, you said good things about him. It looks like he's even better.
Yeah, he's one of those kids that are evolving not only on defense but on special teams. And you saw the two big down punts inside the 10-yard line. But I attribute a lot to that, the way Jeff Locke punted the ball, but did a great job getting down there and making sure he secured the ball, and how he's evolving in defense and getting familiar with the system. He's playing a lot faster just because he's not thinking out there, and very excited about where he's at right now and where he can potentially go.